Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen is reportedly easing investor concern that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 7th day of May, year of our Lord, 2014, welcome to the John Moore Show. My friend Dave Hodges, I recommend his articles frequently. However, what he wrote Monday, May the 5th, what he wrote yesterday, May the 6th, and his article that's coming out today hasn't been posted yet. I strongly urge you to read those three articles, Monday the 5th, yesterday the 6th, and today when it's published. This has to do with the true threat posed to our country by the Communist Chinese, and of course the Russians right along with them, so check that out. Our prepper tip of the day, I want to get this out before I get distracted by Professor McCanning and we go down the road at different trails. Communications. You hear me frequently make reference to communications. It is not optional. I can tell you from first-hand experience being in combat during the Tet Offensive in Vietnam that after having access to water, ammunition, and food, knowledge was critical. It's human nature that if you don't know what's going on for a fact, your mind will go to a worst-case scenario instantly. Guarantee it, been there, done it, got the T-shirt. Here's what you do. as I frequently quote James Rawls, one is none, two is one. Get two hand crank AM/FM shortwave receivers. They have internal batteries that you charge them by turning a crank on the side. You can get really high quality ones for less than $100 these days. Get at least one, preferably two, ham transceivers. These are radios that will receive and transmit in the ham radio bands. And at least two scanners. You'll be pretty well set to both intercept and listen to all the commercial frequencies, all the shortwave frequencies, the emergency frequencies, as well as talk to other people who have similar equipment. We're talking ham radios here. Get the skills, get the knowledge, and get the equipment, and do it now while you can. Using ham radio equipment is not like using a cell phone. I assure you, there is a lot more to know than pushing a few buttons and being able to talk effectively. A lot more to know. So do it now while you can. We do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level at Cornell University. He has taught mathematics at the university level at Cornell University. He is the author of a number of excellent books that I highly recommend that you get and read and comprehend and understand. He's also a radio talk show host and commentator on what's going on in this world. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Real good. Enjoying what's become summer. We had about a month of spring. It was a bizarre spring, to say the least. At my home here Monday, it was 102 degrees, Jim.
Oh, no.
And 10 days ago, it was 36 degrees, 4 degrees above freezing. How about that?
I'm speechless.
Well, we've had, I don't know how many now, five or six springs where we go from winter to summer and go from heat to air conditioning basically in less than 2 weeks is what is my observation. And that's become the new norm. The very nice springs that you and I remember from our years ago where we had these 2 to 3 months of very enjoyable spring days, well, that's a memory.
Yeah.
You know. So what's on your mind? What are you paying attention to these days, Jim?
Something, I just got an email early this morning, and here's something everybody is affected by. We all know about Monsanto, the Frankenstein corn company or the Frankenstein food company that grows food and muscles their way into courtrooms, into federal agencies, what have you. Friday has been declared, this coming Friday has been declared Dump Monsanto Day. Most people say, well, I don't have Monsanto stock. I bet you do.
Oh,
and you don't even know it.
Okay.
I bet you almost everybody who's listening has Monsanto stock and doesn't even know it. If you have a retirement account, if you have a 401k, if you have any kind of pension fund, if you have any kind of mutual investment of any kind, whether it's in retirement, whether it's through a bank, whether it's through bonds or something you buy, you own stock in Monsanto.
No kidding.
Yes, and one of the biggest, which I didn't realize, and this is all, people are doing a lot of research on Monsanto, a company called Fidelity Investments, which has offices all over the country. They're on Friday, they're boycotting, actually doing pickets in front of Fidelity because Fidelity is one of the bigger investors in Monsanto. And so people are saying, get our money out because Monsanto is going down. And so to pull the money out of Monsanto stock and drive that stock down is a way that you can call up your 401k plan or whatever, your pension fund, or, you know, like I say, a lot of people have some kind of savings, or it might be in a credit union. There are so many avenues that this money gets invested. It might be through an insurance company where you have like one of the, I forget what it's called, but an insurance policy that has a value to it, not just a, you know, pay every month type of insurance. It could be through a health insurance policy where they invest money to that you give them the unused money, they invest that. So like I say, literally everybody listening, more than likely, unless you live on some other planet, more than likely you have an investment in Monsanto. So contact your investment company and say, I don't want anything to do with GMO food, Monsanto, the Cargills, there's a very long list of these companies, a lot of them that you've never heard of, probably, that affect your life and that are controlling. There's some things I've been following throughout both.
Amazing. Jim, we got a break. Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 7th day of May. We're visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, let's continue where we left off before the break.
People have to understand who Monsanto is and what they're doing, and not just them. That's kind of a code name for all of the companies out there, the long list of companies that control international food. And this is from the time the seed is planted to the time it gets to your table and you eat it. this is going on in foreign countries. Many foreign countries have signed agreements with the United States and other foreign entities like the European Union, and these are trade agreements which supersede the federal government in these countries. This allows international corporations basically to operate at will without any legal oversight, without any oversight, and people are starting to riot in other countries. And this is not being announced in the news, in the Western news at all. So these people have absolutely no voice. They're being minimized by their federal government, and they're protesting against their government. But what they don't know is that their federal government has nothing to do with it. The federal government in their country has already given away all of the rights of these people, basically pitting them against the labor force of the rest of the world. And so if you're talking about New World Order, it's already here. It's already in place. And I want to give some incidents, and I want to warn people, this is rather shocking, but the only reason I'm giving this on your show, John, is because this is the only place that this is going to be announced, because I have private information from various countries. People are protesting. They're sending out the police in, you know, what do you call it, like SWAT team uniforms and equipment to push these people out of these regions, whether it's over water control rights, whether it's over food prices, they're driving these people off of their land through economic means. They're starving them out, literally. And the other day, I just came back, and I won't say which country or where this is happening, but they sent out the goon squad to basically round up some campesinos and beat them up. The people threw gasoline on them and lit them on fire. That's their only weapon, because they don't have guns or any kind of anything else. And they killed a bunch of the goon squad. I say, this is not in the Western news, but this is the point at that, where these people have no place to turn. They're being driven off their land with no place to go. Their backs are against the wall, and this is happening around the world. And when Obama gets up and he talks about how great it is here in the State of the Union, and we're going to get more jobs, and basically what they're doing is driving in the United States through the free trade agreements, they're driving the United States down to the level of these other third world countries. And that's, if you look at all the activities of the past 10, 15 years, that's what's been going on. So the end result is these foreign countries, the violence is erupting. But see, the people in charge don't care. They don't care what goes on, because they know that within another 2 years, all of these farmers will be starved out. It will all be corporate land. Monsanto will have won in these lives of these people, just like the black people down in the regions of New Orleans who were driven out during Katrina. We don't even know where these people went or how many were killed there or where they ended up. They're living at some cousin out in some other town and who knows where. They never were able to return to New Orleans, and they basically wiped most of that city off the map in a day.
Jim, you bring up an interesting point. I want to help consolidate your thought there. For 5,000 years of recorded human history, the key foundational matter for true freedom and true independence has been the ability of the common man to own productive agricultural real estate.
Yeah, that's the key. And, well, the United States doesn't happen anymore. You go to Nebraska or Kansas, and you see the entire state covered with corn, and it all looks good. That's all corporate owned.
Well, I agree with that. And we're talking business farms as opposed to hobby farms. Even the ability to own 5 acres, what I would call a hobby farm, if it's free and clear and it's productive, you can have complete freedom from the system, because you can grow most everything you need in terms of food. That kind of independence is what really threatens the powers of being.
Absolutely. Go to a case of back in the early days, James Jones went to South America took a group of people, and they had senators down there. They were very concerned about this. Why would they care if, you know, 100 people moved down to French Guiana? I mean, right. In the jungle to you know, do whatever they're doing, raise their food. They had senators down there. They had representatives. They had all kinds of things. And then they had a mass suicide. And the porridge that they drank, so to speak, was a CIA concoction, a poison concoction. And it's well known. There's actually a term for it. It's like black nightingale or something. I forget what the term is. But it's actually kind of a code name for that poison. And so these people were literally poisoned. And then they came in and said, oh, these people committed suicide. James Jones was a wacko, and the cover story for what was really going on there. But they are very concerned, because what if that were successful and people started moving there? And all of a sudden, they're very concerned about the Amish. They have a TV show trying to put a black eye on the Amish people. Where they're corrupt and they have, you know, interfamily relationships and all this stuff on TV. I mean, that's so bizarre. They are so worried because the Amish are extremely successful.
Well, they are. And I was telling a friend about 2 weeks ago that within the Amish community, there's no autism among children whatsoever, except those few unfortunate children who did happen to be vaccinated. And my friend said, oh, I don't believe it, John. And I said, well, you can believe anything you want, but that's the truth.
Yeah, I have some acquaintance with Amish people just because they're in Iowa. They're big in Iowa. And what they did was very smart. They, with their extra money that they made from selling crops, because they're highly successful, they saved their own seeds. And what they did is they simply started buying more land. So they've actually gotten to a point where they were very successful. The government came in and said, we're going to make this into a park. And they actually confiscated their land and threw them off.
Eminent domain.
Yeah, over a successful farmland. I mean, we got how much farmland in this country, and they needed that for a national park? You know, come on. They are very afraid of anybody, and that's like if you have, like I call water independence. If you are water independent, I mean, that's such a huge thing, because that's, if you're not, let's put it this way, let's look at the flip side of the coin. If you're not, you are totally dependent on whoever controls your source of water. That's why in many communities, it's illegal to catch rainwater. You're going, what's that about? And they go, oh, it's because mosquitoes. No, it's not because of mosquitoes. They don't want you having your own water supply, not even 50 gallons of it. They don't want you to be able to last more than a day without their control. That's how freak psycho these people are that are in charge.
Hold that, Jim. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We will be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now, 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 7th of May. You hear me talk a lot about Cover 6 Gear holsters and how important they are. If you have one of those cheap discount store nylon holsters that you got for your pistols, I'm here to tell you they won't last and very likely may fail when you need it the most. Everything, including the holsters, are critically important to having a successful mission if you're out doing a bodyguard assignment like I occasionally do, or just a trip to the mall and you want to be sure your firearm is safe and secure. You can get the best, highest quality, handmade, one at a time, Amish-made holsters from Cover 6 Gear. And in addition, you can get a discount. When you place your order, there'll be a box there for the code. You put the code in and you get your discount. If you want to place your order by telephone, here you go. Here's the telephone number, 913-938-6266. I say again, 913-938-6266. Also, Freeze-Dried Guy continues to not only have ORP rations, long-range patrol rations on sale, but check this out. He's got non-GMO foods, low-carb foods, gluten-free foods. People were asking for those things for years. He finally stepped up to the plate, and he's meeting those individual dietary needs for your preparedness food storage program. You can get the details at his website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours. Here it is, 866-404-3663. Disregard. 866-404-3636. I think I may have wrote that down wrong. Yeah, it is 3663. I did write it down wrong. 3663. I apologize. We're visiting with Professor James McKinney. Jim, we got a caller, a couple of callers on hold. Let's get the information for your website and your radio show out before we go to our callers.
Radio show is every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time. WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee, largest radio station in the world. This is heard worldwide. For all the information, go to my webpage, www.jmccsci.com. That's seven letters, JMCC, S as in Sam, CI.com. And all the information on how to listen to the radio show, it also airs Friday evening and Saturday morning. Put all that information on my webpage, and then many, many people listen to the archive. It's listed on my webpage, you can listen to the shows going back years and years. Also, they're all archived on my webpage.
All right, real good. Jim, we got our first caller here. Mike from North Carolina. Mike, I got the DVD. Thank you. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, I was just listening to you and Dr. McKinney. By the way, good morning, fellas. I got friends kind of all around. This kind of fits in. I'm afraid we're very deep into the end game, and I know that you know what it means. But a friend of mine just talked with someone in Upper New York State, and they just confirmed something that I already knew, and that there's a lot of Muslim training camps up there in Upper New York State. And everybody that's in that area that really knows what's going on knows that they're Muslim terrorist training camps.
Right.
And obviously the government knows they're there. So we're very deep into this endgame thing that you and Dr. McKinney are trying to warn people about. And I just thought I'd throw that blurb in.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate the call. Any follow-up or comment on that, Jim?
Yeah, the Al-Qaeda right now in Syria is being heavily armed by the United States.
The cannibals.
Yeah.
And they're very proud of it. They videotape themselves and post on YouTube eating human flesh. They are cannibals, and they're proud of it, and that's who our weapons are going to.
Yeah. So, I mean, the alliances, you have to understand that Al-Qaeda has always been a CIA operation. So what they do is create the opposition, and then they control it. And then they send out soldiers in the field to get the death toll. There's what they call acceptable losses, but they create the scenario, and they don't care. Just like I was talking about the Monsanto issue in other countries, where they send out the goon squad, they don't care how many of the goons get killed too. That's not the point.
No, they're just collateral damage is all they are. Jim, we got another call here. Billy in Kansas. Good morning, Billy.
Well, good morning, John. Good morning, Jim, from the belly button of the United States. Heads up there, John, just to let you know, we got another one of those hot days coming today.
Oh, baby, yeah.
this will be our third temperature-breaking day in Kansas. It's on fast.
How hot is it going to be, Billy?
103.
Oh, man. In the first week of May? Oh, man.
Yeah, well, that's the third one this week. The third day this week that we've had 103 temperatures come to Kansas. Of course, you being my neighbor, you know, tomorrow, you being my neighbor, it comes to you.
Right. Typically, 12 to 16 hours later, we get your weather. Yep.
Wow.
Go ahead. Jim.
No, the weather, I want to just reiterate that the weather we had a week ago, those tremendous storm systems that spun through the south, and really through many parts of the country, but primarily through the south, dumped in one point 23 inches of rain in Pensacola, Florida. And one of those, there was another time just after that where they had 6 inches in 1 hour. I mean, that's torrential rain. Those were controlled storms. We could see the front lines being created as the lasers would be whipped across these front lines. and you could see those storms generating in place. I mean, in the center of that storm was in Iowa. It extended far into Canada, out to Vancouver, and the bottom arms, as they whipped around, they were centered in Iowa, and the arms came around, but those were controlled storms. That low-pressure cell sat in Iowa for 4 days as they generated those storms and just bombed the Southland. And so what I'm saying
is... Yeah, as you remember, the day before, during that weekend, is when the tornadoes started out in Kansas and Missouri, and then the same storm front just edged around on that low front that was centered in Iowa, and feathered down, the cold air feathered down into Florida. And it got spiked there. You could see the lasers and the RF firings from Eglin Air Force Base. You could see it on the radar. You could actually see them spike. You could also see the wind farms label up and start making high-density ground noise on all the radars through Texas. All of it came together all at one time. You could see it. I mean, it. Basically speaking, electronically, the data proof is there.
Billy, can you make contact with some of the grain farmers in your neighborhood and get their opinion on what's happening with this effect on agriculture with these extreme temperatures and report back to us?
I can tell you right now our winter wheat has cut in half. Half of it's gone already. It's not going to come up. I mean, as we say out here in Kansas now, from sea to shiny sea, we ain't got no water here to see.
What's the typical harvest period time for the winter wheat? When is that harvested normally?
It will be June, mid-June.
Okay. All right. Well, if that changes, if it obviously it's not going to get any better, but if it does change, give us a report and let us know.
Okay. Well, and... please make sure Jim gets my information. We need to contact each other a little more often.
Okay. Give my engineer your number off air, and I'll get it to him.
Okay.
All right. Any follow-up on that, Jim?
Well, this is bizarre, but it appears also that the ability to, you might call it climate change, but these are short-term weather patterns. Obviously, they have the ability to drive these systems and maintain them, to control. And if you look at what happened in California this year, this winter, obviously there's two things, water control and control of food, driving the quantity of the availability of food down and driving the availability of water down. And, of course, if you're in control of those commodities, it's like creating disease for patients so that your medical industry increases. It's like, it's good for business, you might say.
Absolutely. Well, there was a story a couple weeks ago about T. Boone Pickens attempting to buy up one of the largest aquifers in North America. I don't know how a person would do that, but that was the story.
Well, he's already pumping in Texas, northwest Texas, that the very southern tip of that aquifer, and he's selling it to Dallas and Houston. So he's already in that business.
Pretty amazing. Here's our break. Jim, stay tuned. Everybody hang in there. We'll be back after the break.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Up in the morning and out of the rain.
Up in the morning and out of the rain.
Waking up my morning attack.
Waking up my morning attack.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday. Disregard. Wednesday, the 7th of May. My 17-year-old high school junior grandson is a sprinter. His mom, my daughter, was a sprinter. I was a sprinter in high school. His great-grandfather was a sprinter. And his great-great-grandfather was a boxer. This boy is being recruited heavily by a number of Division I football teams, and he'll be going to one of those schools. He can bench press his own weight, 205 pounds, 17 times. He uses the energy cleaner every night. This boy works hard. He works really hard, both at athletics as well as academics. And he uses the energy cleaner every night to help him sleep a good night's sleep, wake up pain-free with more energy, more physical energy, more mental energy every morning, just like I do, the energy cleaner. $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked on my links page. And, Jim, we've got callers on hold here. Let's go to Fred in Michigan. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Brother Patriots.
Go ahead. Professor Jim, remember when you were interviewed on Coast to Coast AM relative to Hurricane Katrina, and somebody called in describing, I think, a red laser beam on a CNN screen as they were describing the onslaught of the hurricane. So I was wondering if that was true. And also, didn't the Air Force have a website where they declared owning the weather, and I would say water, but they said owning the weather by 2025. So apparently the Air Force is intimately involved in all of this. And my only response is to go to the county and the state representatives and demand that we claim our airspace. And maybe, who knows, maybe this would be the good perfect basis by which we can reestablish a state-based Air Force. What do you think about all that?
Or National Guard. Your follow-up, Jim?
Okay, John, last week we talked about chemtrails. I did some follow-up this week. I actually did some of my own on-the-ground observation. I went to a place, I'm not going to say where they were doing very actively spraying chemtrails. And now the main type of plane that I saw was a four-engine jet, and it had two chemtrails coming out from between the two wing engines. So there was a third port where obviously the chemtrails were coming out. And then I went to the webpage that tracks all the commercial flights, and these were not commercial flights. So these were strictly flying through airspace of commercial flights. And then I tried to attempt to see where they were going, what direction, but of course they went off of my screen. What I'm suggesting is we have a national tracking of these planes. And so that would mean that on a clear day you have visual tracking and try and figure out where these planes are going. Clearly the Air Force is not protecting our airspace. This is part of an Air Force condoned program, a national program. But I believe some of these are coming. In fact, I know some of them are coming out of commercial airline jets with people on them. And I've been on jets before that I've seen it myself on the plane I was on. And when I asked the pilot, when we landed, I came up and the pilot is there greeting the people as they walk off the plane. I said, nice landing. And he's all smiles, thank you. And I said, by the way, what are those tubes coming out the backside of the wing there? And he kind of looked at me and he goes, oh, that's in case we have to dump gasoline in case of emergency landing.
Right.
And sure, the guy was lying to me. You're not going to dump, 50,000 gallons of airplane fuel out those little tubes in 3 minutes when you're coming in for a crash landing.
No, that's not going to happen.
No, they were chemtrail tubes and the guy was lying. So the pilot knew. Obviously, a pilot knows his plane, and so he was lying to me. So the pilots know. And they're told to lie. I don't know if they're under any type of duress or whatever, but clearly their job depends on it.
I was going to say, a paycheck and a pension is a high motivator.
Absolutely. So anyway, there's a lot of people who know about this, but it's a reality. This week in Atlanta, Georgia, they posted a billboard trying to gain public awareness of geoengineering and chemtrail spraying and the various types of activity going on. So this is a huge issue. What they're spraying and why they're doing it, if these clowns think that they're controlling the climate or making it cooler, or maybe they're driving this hot weather into the central states so people go, please save us, make the planet cooler, because they want to dump millions of tons of sulfuric acid in the atmosphere. We don't know what they're spraying. There's also indication of there's green biological substance in what they're spraying. So it's kind of a soup, a mixture of various things.
That's scary.
So what are these nutcases doing? And there's no reporting. Obviously, when Obama gets up and gives his speech or any other politician, they're completely avoiding the real issues and trying to talk about the economy or how they're going to help you out.
and the real issues in this country are being completely sidestepped. And nobody has access to these people to say, you know, presidential order, we want to know what's going on up there. And, of course, they're all on the other side of the fence.
Absolutely. Jim, we got another caller here. It's a very last caller. Steve in Virginia. Good morning, Steve.
Hello. Good morning. Actually, I was going to ask about chemtrails, and I think I got a lot of information, even more than I was thinking of asking about. I have just noticed many more of these trails here where we live, and I was going to ask just about that ultraviolet ray question, or, you know, I've heard people say, oh, it's to help the UV rays or fight those, but I think that the professor probably, I think he's answered the question.
All right. Well, real good. Yeah. We appreciate the calls. Thank you, Steve.
Let me quick mention, the previous caller asked about, was I on the Coast to Coast show talking about Katrina? Was that what he said?
Well, he mentioned you being on the Coast to Coast, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and a caller called in and said they saw the red laser beam going down into the center of the hurricane. Katrina was very much a controlled storm. I knew it from the very beginning. The oil futures, when Katrina was still out in the Atlantic, the oil futures were going wild because and they were already betting that the, you know, it would drive the oil futures up. So the tremendous amount of money was made. I knew people personally that made fortunes during that time, because, and they were just squeaky pig happy about it, but they knew they got the word. But Katrina was very much a controlled storm. The flooding of New Orleans was done by seven blasts. They blasted the dikes around New Orleans in seven strategic places. This was all set up beforehand. This was a very controlled situation. So they, the whole issue of destroying New Orleans and driving the people out of there was all a planned event. Bill Clinton, 2 weeks before that, approached Donald Trump to build a, to tear down part of downtown New Orleans and build some mega buildings down in the downtown New Orleans area. These people all knew this was coming.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, Jim, we're down to about the last 60 seconds here. What final thoughts do you want to leave with folks?
Well, as always, be prepared and be your own independent source of fresh water. Search out the market out there, and just remember that you have to have a system that works under all conditions, including emergency conditions. And you should also, John, you talk about the freeze-dry guy with food. Very good, you know, the freeze-dried food is the one thing that will keep through all conditions for a very long period of time.
That's right.
And those things, my estimate is if big issues happen, even having a couple weeks of reliable food is going to be huge.
Absolutely. Jim, we're out of time, sir. I'll be in touch privately. Thank you for being with us.
Yeah, talk to you, John.
Okay. That's it for the day. You all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, productive day, and God bless America.